Top of the news this week, England could be about to ditch the national anthem for sporting events. And not just because many sports stars seem unable to remember the words. MPs debated replacing God Save the Queen with Jerusalem, which could cause offence to history teachers across the UK, or Land of Hope and Glory, which, in these days of austerity and defence cuts, is arguably misleading. Presumably, they'd not thought of Vindaloo or the 1990 John Barnes World Cup rap. At the start of the week, the NHS failed to grind to a halt, despite the government's scaremongering. Nearly 60% of junior doctors in England stayed away from work in the long-running dispute over pay and seven-day working. It makes you wonder who signed their sick notes. The government says new contracts will be imposed if the doctors don't call off the next planned strike. It seems like drastic medicine. Temperatures are soaring. And if the situation deteriorates, who knows who'll be left holding the baby. The water regulator's in over its head this week as well. Ofwat's been accused of letting companies overcharge customers by £1.2 billion. Really, other than P&O ferries, who'd use that sort of water? MPs say the regulator set price caps too high, giving huge windfalls to suppliers. You'd think with all the flooding lately, water would be a bit of a drug on the market, though. Tension built briefly between Iran and America earlier, when 10 US Navy personnel were arrested for entering Iranian waters. It's thought they made a navigational error, which could mean anything really, from forgetting to bring the maps to actually trusting the sat-nav. All 10 were swiftly released after immediately apologising to the authorities. So, were they really Americans? Surely a reflex apology is more a British thing. And in entertainment, the cast of that old sitcom Friends could be getting back together. NBC wants to get Chandler, Rachel, Joey, Monica, Ross and Phoebe together next month for a two-hour special. But they're going to struggle for a title because I think Friends Reunited is already taken. It's also not clear if the cast will be in the same room at the same time for the filming. Since Friends finished, they've developed busy lives. Last I heard, David Schwimmer was stranded in Madagascar with a hippo, a lion, a zebra and several penguins for company.